Sports.com Sideline Report with Todd Griffin. Talking sports and more here on 1580 103.3 WPKY and worldwide at WPKYonline.com. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
Good morning, everyone. The Sideline Report is on the air from 1035 West Main Street in Princeton, the WPKY studios. This is Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and YourSportsEdge.com. Thanks a lot for tuning in this morning. On the show with us today, we've got Gary Goodacre in the studio. Gary, good morning. Thanks for coming in today.
Good morning, Todd. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And joining us from the nation's capital, Gary, from the nation's capital.
Who could that be?
It's Chris George with us. Chris, good morning. How's everything going? Hey, Chris, can you hear us?
Yeah, they sent you over by Georgetown.
Yeah. Hey, well, I think Chris is talking to somebody else, Gary. So,
well, Chris is worldwide, and he's just talking to all his fans.
Yeah. Well, he is in Washington, D.C. I think he's actually on the move. So we'll see if we can get Chris. Let's check him one more time. Hey, Chris, are you there with us this morning? Hey, Chris.
Somewhere else.
Okay, so he's having a conversation. Like I said, he's doing important work in the nation's capital, but we're going to get him on the air this morning. We'll have Chris George joining us in just a little bit. Gary Goodacre in the studio. We need to get to a quick break here on the show, but we'll come back and have lots more on the Sideline Report after this here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Hi, this is Lauren Brandon, and I'm proud to have served in this community for 45 years. As a bank that's been part of the Princeton community for over 139 years, we've seen many changes. As we celebrate First Southern's first 40 years as an organization, we know any achievements we have had are because of the customers we have worked alongside. We look forward to spending the next 40 years and beyond serving you. For more information, visit fsmb.net, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Is there anything we can do for you? Johnson's Furniture and Appliances in Marion, Kentucky wants to help. At Johnson's, we get excited when you walk in the door or call for assistance. We look forward to solving your problems and lending a hand. We carry most major appliances, including GE washers, GE dryers, and GE refrigerators. We also carry parts and offer service. Johnson's in Marion, Kentucky wants to be your appliance store and service center. Let Johnson's Furniture and Appliances in Marion lend a hand. Stop in or shop online.
This is Daniel Ingram from H&R AgriPower. The Case IH Farmall 100 A-Series tractors come equipped with a powerful, fuel-efficient Tier 4 B final engine with horsepower ranging from 110 to 140. Visit H&R AgriPower in Hopkinsville to experience this robust, simple, easy-to-operate tractor perfect for livestock producers or small-scale farmers. Updates include a new control panel that moves and tilts with the steering wheel, an electronically controlled engine, and an economical drivetrain. For more information, visit H&R AgriPower in Hopkinsville today.
Overspending on everyday items?
Hello?
Is that a trick question?
The Big Deal Store is your go-to for incredible savings.
Oh, yeah.
We believe in supporting local and helping you save big.
That would be so nice.
Everything you need from your favorite local vendors at unbeatable prices, all in one place.
Our daily bread. Holiday Hills Resort. Notes Barbecue.
I'm ready.
Shop smart, save big, and support your local businesses at the Big Deal Store.
I'm happy to.
Start saving now. Click Big Deal Store at WPKYonline.com.
Experience the best in area high school sports coverage. YourSportsEdge.com delivers award-winning coverage with more stories, pictures, and video. From record-breaking performances to unforgettable moments, we've got you covered. Don't miss out on the excitement at YourSportsEdge.com and on the YourSportsEdge.com free app.
American agriculture is the foundation of our country. It's the backbone of a healthy and prosperous nation that's made possible by the hard work of America's farms and farm families. You're invited to join the celebration of National Ag Week. These businesses would like to salute all our farmers and farm families during National Ag Week. Ag Spray Equipment, Planters Bank, Farm Credit Mid-America, and Little River Veterinary Clinic.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY. Again, thanks for tuning in this morning. We've got Gary Goodacre in the studio with us, and we think we have figured out our problem with Chris George. Chris joining us now from Washington, D.C. Chris, good morning. Thanks for being on the show.
Good morning. It was user error, Todd. I thought I was trying to spare the listeners from hearing my background noise as I'm out in the streets, and I muted you and Gary.
That's, stuff happens, you know. It's live radio, and we're trying some different technology to get on the air today. And
that's okay. I get muted at home all the time, so why would it be any different here? How's your lobbying career going?
Oh, you know, I think it's pretty successful, Gary. I think I did a good job yesterday.
Awesome. That's what you got to do.
For education access.
That's what we need. Absolutely. Glad to see you're doing the good work.
I hope nobody was honking at you right there. You know, be careful if you're moving about.
They were not honking at me. I think it's just a D.C. thing. I think they honk as a show of affection to one another.
Well, moving on to some sports. We've got the Sweet 16 going on right now in Lexington. A lot of people locally, Gary, fired up about that. You've got Lyon County with a big win yesterday over Ashland Blazer and moving on to the quarterfinals.
Well, you know, it is survive in advance, as we say, and Ashland was going to bring some bully ball to Lyon County. I think they thought that was their best shot at beating them, and clearly it was a good shot. They had them down 7 with very few minutes left to go, but Lyon County found a way. I think that you've got to get through that first hurdle. It doesn't matter who you draw in the first round. It's still the first round. They've been there 2 times before, but look what can happen. So you just got to get to the quarterfinals, get your feet under you, and then you can reset. And with them getting a Wednesday draw, they've got all day today to take in the experience, to prepare, and I expect a good showing from them Friday in the quarterfinals.
Hey, Chris, a lot of people looking forward to that Lyon County Great Crossing matchup in the semifinals if it comes to that.
I'll get in the back. I think so. You know, when I looked at the bracket and how it was all shaken out, I really thought that was going to be the game of the tournament because, you know, Great Crossing, not knowing a lot about them, but they're considering this is like their once-in-a-generation shot, even though they're new, so I don't know how it's once-in-a-generation when you're a really new school. But that's what it is.
Of course, it's Scott County. I mean, they're out of Scott County, and Scott County, I believe, has had many trips to state. They just weren't able to get the wins. So I don't know how they've been districted there. I don't know how that works. But there's always good basketball talent up there in that region.
Right.
Chris, what happened over the fourth region? We thought DG Cheryl and Bowling Green might come out of there, but they ended up not quite making it.
Well, you know, in the fourth, Todd and Gary, the situation became Warren Central got Cade Unsel back, who is their best player, all-stater, and he had been out a majority of the season with an injury, and they just got it right at the right time and shocked Bowling Green. But the big thing for Bowling Green, I wasn't at the game, but you can't miss free throws.
You know, apparently there's a lot of interest in the Sweet 16 this year. I don't know if you guys saw the attendance figures for the first day. The first session drew almost 13,000. I think the second session had over 14,000. So sometimes in Rupp, Gary, that doesn't look like a big crowd, but that's a lot of people.
Oh, yeah, that's amazing. And, of course, as we all know, because we heard from COVID over and over, not having the Sweet 16 almost bankrupted the KHSAA. So we have been told for years that we've been in this deficit because not having the 2020 Sweet 16 being completed. So those are good numbers for the KHSAA's bottom line. And, of course, we still got 4 first-round games today, and then you have the other round. So if you're at 13 and 14 now, you're looking really good for bigger and bigger crowds as we get to the weekend.
Yeah, Chris, when you look at the KHSAA, that basketball tournament, the boys' Sweet 16, that thing is the cash cow for the KHSAA.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, considering Kentucky is the last that really has unclassed basketball, every community is behind their team. And it's like in just about every community, especially the smaller communities, is the last one leaving turn out the lights when it comes to this stuff. But you also, for me, it comes down to how impressive an atmosphere would that have been in a Diddle Arena or at EKU when it would have been a sellout? Probably you couldn't have, well, neither one of those could have accommodated 14,000.
Well, and you look at Lyon County with all those seniors this year. I mean, the state's Mr. Basketball and Travis Perry, Gary, they kind of know this is, it's the third straight trip, but they kind of know that if they're going to make a legitimate run at a championship, this is it.
They're still going to be good for years to come, but it's going to be very difficult for them to make a fourth straight trip up there. I think everyone probably realizes that. And I don't know if they need a state championship to validate the run they've had, but obviously a state championship would become mythical in probably Kentucky high school basketball history. So I guess they're really playing for that, whether they kind of want to say it out loud or not. It is really amazing what they've done. I do think that the story is good, especially if it does get to the expected semifinal. I think that game could become one that goes down in lore as well. You have the new school that is from a larger community and the smaller school from West Kentucky. The whole thing of this tournament, though, is there's so many good teams, even on the bottom bracket. If Lyon and Great Crossing do play in the semifinals, the winner is not guaranteed to win. You're going to have to use so much mental and physical energy. There may be a letdown in the finals. It's so hard to tell when you have young men and young women when they play at this stage what's really going to happen.
Chris, you mentioned the one class for everything in Kentucky, and I made the argument when Lyon County reached the semifinals at the baseball state tournament a couple of years ago. That's a bigger accomplishment for Lyon County to get to the semifinals than it was Louisville Trinity, which actually won the championship that year.
Well, you know, I agree all across Kentucky sports. When the small schools make a run at the state tournament, it just means more. I mean, and, you know, being in Bowling Green, looking at Warren Central, while all of Bowling Green is happy for Warren Central, it's not a community thing because the Greenwood people don't really care, and the Bowling Green people absolutely do not care. But for Lyon County, everybody cares.
Well, yeah, you get that small school story, and not just here, not just for the people that have gone to Lyon County games all year, but Gary, people around the state start doing stories about little Lyon County playing with the big boys.
Yeah, that's the kind of story that comes every so often, and it just takes hold throughout the state because it's more of an association to a school of an equal size, maybe in central Kentucky or eastern Kentucky, that they feel as though they have some ability to comprehend that, the feeling of there aren't that many of us against the world, and it does resonate. And with social media now, and the fact that you can actually hear their interviews and listen to them speak. See, you know, when it happened in eastern Kentucky 20 years ago, it was harder to get like the news story or to listen to them on the radio. Now, your Sports Edge, they could all go there. I mean, and they can get these interviews, and you can get them from other media outlets. So they can really catch on to them as people, not just as a story.
Yeah, Chris, we kind of have a little sense of what it's like to go for that state championship because we've all been involved with football. Caldwell, obviously, with the 1963 state championship. That was just a little before us. But we all remember the 1998 state championship. We remember the run to the state finals in 2012. So anytime you go for a state championship, it's a fun run, but you just never know how it's going to play out.
Well, you know, that's right. You still got to kick the ball off. You still got to throw the ball up at center court and play the game. And, I'm looking forward to following that potential Lyon-Great Crossing matchup because it sets up to be a track meet. And it's going to be a great story no matter what happens. And you hope for Lyon that the great story is they get the crown jewel by bringing home that title back to Western Kentucky. Because no matter who it is, I'm always for the Western Kentucky team because I feel like most people think the state stops at E-Town and they forget about everybody from far Western Kentucky.
Well, Lyon County gets Adair County in the next round in the quarters. Lyon just ran Adair off the court when they met in Eddyville earlier this year, beat them by 50. But Chris, Is there a chance for that to be a trap game for Lyon County because they did win by so much earlier? And, hey, you're at the state tournament now.
Absolutely. You, at this point in the season, you can't look past anybody. You know, you got to go play one game at a time, like Gary said at the top. It's a survival in advance. If you win by one, you win by one, and that means you play tomorrow. And you can't think about that because, you know, that's in Adair's mind. They embarrassed us. Let's go and prove we belong.
That's going to be a very physical game, I would think, Gary, with Lyon County and Adair County.
I don't see how Adair wins any other way. I don't even see how they're competitive any other way. If they play Lyon's game, it will be bad. And Lyon did not shoot well against Ashland, and I think that's going to be in Lyon's mind. They're going to get up shot somewhere. I don't know where they practice. I'm sure they've got arrangements to get into a gym. I think they'll be in a gym, and I think their heads will be correct. And I think that it would have been better for Adair had Lyon taken care of business easily against Ashland. The way they won against Ashland is probably the worst outcome that Adair could have had, because the best outcome Adair could have had was Ashland upset Lyon. That didn't happen. The second best would be Lyon run them off the floor and think they're ripe. This was the third option of they got a close win and they're going to be very meticulous in how they address Adair's team, and I think it's going to be a good 25-point win. Yeah.
So again, Lyon County will take on Adair County Friday afternoon in the quarterfinals at the state tournament. We're going to talk some more tournament when we get back. The NCAA tournament, we'll see how that shapes up. We'll talk more basketball when we continue here on the Sideline Report. Stay with us. Gary Goodacre and Chris George on the show with us this morning. You're listening to the Sideline Report here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Mulligan's Bar and Restaurant, located at the Heritage in Marion, Kentucky, is open from Wednesday through Sunday. They offer a delicious buffet on Sundays and Wednesdays. Follow them on Facebook.
Your Weather Edge Weather Center forecast, overnight low of 34 by this afternoon, mostly sunny with a high near 60, an east wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. Thursday night, a slight chance of showers after midnight, mostly cloudy, low of 42, and then on Friday, 50-50 for some showers, mostly cloudy, high of 64 degrees. But back to right now, an overnight low of 34, and by this afternoon, mostly sunny and 60 in southwestern Kentucky.
At Tricios, they're ordering it your way. How would you like to have a vehicle built just for you? Little things are important, like rich colors, big screens and displays, almost like watching TV. Exteriors with beautiful style and powerful engines that respond to the lightest touch on the accelerator. It's time to get what you want. Order your new ride and feel the thrill when you drive off the lot. Tricios in Princeton is the one-stop shop for everything your vehicle needs. For more information, visit Tricios.com. That's Tricios.com.
At Trilogy Performance Sports, they believe in only the highest standards of physical fitness training. Their staff members are actively enriching the lives of their members and creating a community of like-minded people. And getting you in shape is their number one goal. They have everything you need: knowledge, experience, and equipment. They find out what's important to you and design a customized plan that fits your needs. Learn more at TrilogyPerformanceSports.com.
Uncover the charm of banking local with Fredonia Valley Bank, your steadfast financial partner since 1894. Through times of change, Fredonia Valley Bank remains by your side to handle your banking with a legacy of excellence. Discover strength in their local roots and experience the difference of genuine community banking. Embrace the mantra of living local. Eat, buy, and bank local. Fredonia Valley Bank. Local people, local decisions, and local commitment. Your true hometown bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Edwards, runaway, slam, dunk at the other end.
Tune in to the UK Healthcare John Calipari Radio Show on the UK Sports Network.
Dillingham, open three, right corner, money and a foul.
Coach Cal will join the voice of the Wildcats, Tom Leitz, and they'll take your questions and comments.
Bradshaw rescues it and dumps it.
Tune in every Monday night on the UK Sports Network.
Tune in Monday nights at 5 on 100.9 FM.
Light it up, Tiger fans. It's game day.
The Caldwell County Lady Tigers are on WPKY again on Friday when they host the Union County Bravettes. First pitch is set for 6 o'clock, and you can hear all the action right here.
1580 103.3 WPKY, free WPKY app, and worldwide at WPKYonline.com.
Ball is gone!
Charlie Daniels Band bringing us back out of break here on the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY. We've got Gary Goodacre in the studio with us this morning. Chris George joining us live from Washington, D.C. this morning. The NCAA tournament getting in full swing today with a whole bunch of games out there, first round action. Chris, what's your thoughts on the NCAA tournament and what are your picks for the Final Four?
Well, I think it's going to be an exciting tournament. You look at the first four, two of the games were really exciting games. And it's just been all the conference tournaments. A lot of them were a lot of upsets. I think there's a lot of parity out there right now. But I think there's two teams that are the cream of the crop, and that is UConn and Houston. And I really believe we're going to see a situation where they're going to be the last two standing.
Okay, who else is going to make it to the Final Four?
I'm going to be a SEC homer a little bit, and I've got Alabama and Tennessee. I think Tennessee is going to right their ship and get there. And then Alabama, who I have as kind of a dark horse, but, you know, if they get hot and the way they score, I think it's going to be hard to beat them. And I've got them coming out of what I think is a very weak bracket in the West.
Okay, what's your big upset pick?
My big upset is Grand Canyon taking down St. Mary's, as well as McNeese taking down, I forgot who they have today or tomorrow, but
Gonzaga.
I
have them on my
piece of paper. Gonzaga. I think Gonzaga's right for the picking, and I am going to go out on a limb and make a lot of bluegrass mad. I've got the Cats on upset watch today.
Oh, today? I've got the Cats bowing out in the second round, but you're saying they're in danger today.
I've got them on upset watch today.
Okay. Gary, what about your Final Four?
Well, this just reminds me of school when I copied off everybody's paper to get through, Chris.
Did you copy off Chris in school?
No, but no. Has the statute of limitations ended? I just got to make sure that everything's valid.
I doubt Gary Goodacre ever copied off anybody in school.
Todd, do you see this piece of paper? And it was created beforehand.
Yes.
We have the same Final Four, Chris. So I don't know if we should run off to Vegas or we should just throw our money down the toilet now. So I picked UConn, Houston, Alabama, and Tennessee. I didn't do it really as an SEC homer. I really did it because I was watching some college basketball. And when I watch games, I thought the SEC is the best conference in the country, top to bottom. Their talent level has really increased, and I think that I watched a few ACC games. You know, I watched some North Carolina, other than when we played Kentucky. I watched Duke. I just don't think those teams stack up when I see Tennessee and Dalton connect, and when I see that Mississippi State team and how feisty they were with that freshman Hubbard. And when I just kept thinking, you know, the more I watch Kentucky, as maddening as they are, some of those losses were understandable. There's some talent down there. And yes, they're maddening because of their lack of defense. But I think Tennessee has a path, and I think that Alabama has a path. I think they're going to get past North Carolina, obviously. I think they beat Arizona. I think that Tennessee doesn't even get a chance at Purdue, because I think Purdue, I don't know who's going to really stumble them. I think Kansas could get them. I think that even Gonzaga could get them. But as you agree, UConn and Houston, I do think, are the cream. I think they go to the finals. I'm going to reserve judgment on who wins because I keep flipping. But I'm different from you. I think UK gets to the Elite Eight. I think that they do have enough talent, and I do think that they have good matchups enough that Houston is the one that gets them in Dallas. I think they get to play one game in Dallas. So right now, I like where you're thinking, and I think it's going to be a good tournament because parity, there's just more good players, and the traditional powers aren't getting them all.
Well, now my Final Four is just going to seem hilarious compared to you guys. But I have a tradition that every year I pick one bracket. I'm not one of those, here's my 200 different brackets that I picked. I pick one bracket, and then I like to see how long I can keep that bracket before I throw it in the trash. So I've got UConn winning the whole thing because I thought that was a no-brainer. My other Final Four teams are North Carolina, Kansas, and I've got Texas A&M taking out Houston in the second round. So how's that for an upset pick for you?
Pretty strong move there. They are they're a very good – the thing about Texas A&M to me is I think that they're a low-floor, low-ceiling team. I think you're going to get what they have every night. That's who they are. Now, I know they hit a bunch of threes against us, so maybe that is – a ceiling, but I think that's an aberration more than a ceiling. I think they're just what they are. It's all about matchups with them. They get four good matchups, they're in the Final Four as far as I'm concerned, but they got to get those matchups. There are teams that simply don't play well against that kind of a squad.
It feels like
A&M
as always
was a bad matchup for Kentucky. A&M was a bad matchup for Kentucky. As poor as they are defensively on the perimeter and those two guards, that was a nightmare matchup for Kentucky. And I agree with Gary. If you go back and look at most of Kentucky losses, outside of maybe the two that I think were the worst two losses, which were LSU and UNC Wilmington, those were justifiable losses. They were the good team.
Yeah, and they beat some good teams. But that's the problem, is they're just too all over the place because – to me, when I watch Kentucky play, I see too much individual ball. I see a bunch of people trying to get to the NBA, and I don't really see a team concept. If this group played team ball, I don't know who could beat them. But it just looks like they're trying to do too many things that don't work within the flow of any real offense. And that's what's maddening about them, is that he has collected the talent, but I don't know if he assembled a team this year or if it did not materialize into a team. And that was why I couldn't really pick them much further than the Elite Eight. I picked them on the Elite Eight on talent alone, but in the end, any team of equal talent, I think, poses a serious problem.
Well, Gary, with Kentucky, the weird thing for me is I think they have moments of good team ball.
They do.
But then I think they also have moments. But I think the key to this team, and if everybody takes a step back and looks, when this team was at its best about probably 2 weeks ago, mm-hmm. 2.5 weeks ago, is when Justin Edwards finally took that next step. He is the key because he is the one that truly gives them a three-level score. And when he's clicking, it just makes everything click.
Well, the one thing that they've got to figure out is that Justin Edwards isn't going to be there every time. So give him his chance to see if he's there. But what Cal won't do that I think would get them to a Final Four potentially or even further is he's got to shorten the rotation, and he never did. He never shortened the rotation, said, these are my 7/8. Once he won't do that, then I don't know how you play those people and get a flow in 40 minutes. And the game could be out of the hand by then.
But Gary, that's unfair because in the past, we have faulted Calipari for shortening the rotation. Play them all.
I don't think it's unfair because you have to decide every year what's best. I don't think you always shorten the rotation. I don't think you always play them all. I think you have to look at each year as its own entity, especially the way Cal recruits, and say, okay, for this group this year, what is my best path in the tournament? And in another year, it's play all 10. In another year, it's shortened. So to me, I think it's where you sit and, hey, he had two extra days this past weekend to evaluate it. So he had Saturday and Sunday to sit back and go, what should I do? I think that this, it's a case-by-case basis year by year.
Well, I've got Kentucky reaching the second round before bowing out of the tournament. You know, recent history is my guide on those things. Calipari in his last 10 postseason tournament games, he's 2-8. And there have been some just awful losses in there. I think the Cats roll all over Oakland today. So Chris and I are going to disagree a little bit there. I think the Cats win like 112 to 70 today. Everybody says the Cats are back. Cal was right. We're ready to go to the Final Four. And then that second round, boom, can't make a shot. Whether it's Texas Tech or NC State, either one, I've got the Cats falling in the second round.
So you think they're built for March, Todd?
Kentucky?
That's what Cal's going to say if they win today. I told you we were built for March.
I just don't see this team, like you say, the way they play defense. No way this team puts together six games to win the NCAA tournament. I can't see four games to get to the Final Four. I could see, like Gary said, if the team stays hot for a while, the Sweet 16 or the Elite Eight, but I don't think they're legitimate contenders.
I think they'd be That's a good right. NBA team because you could lose periodically.
Yeah,
they'd get a good
seven.
Seed.
Yeah.
They'd get a good seed. They'd probably be a fine two or three seed. And in best of sevens, I think they could advance if their head was right because they'd have two stinkers and four good ones, and then they'd go to the next round.
But one stinker, and you're done in the NCAA.
Now, one thing that I'm interested to see starting today is some people are of the notion the game will be called a little bit tighter. Teams will not be able to be as physical with them, and that's going to play into their favor. I don't know if I buy that or believe it, but
it can be called tighter. That's great. Since our defense is poor, then go ahead and call it as tight as you want and give these NBA-level players room to move. You give Rob Dillingham move where you hand check him and it's a foul and you got to lay off him. Well, he could do crazy good stuff. And if you hand check Reed and give Shepard room, well, what are you going to do? Watch him shoot from 23 and hit four threes against you in the first half? If that's true, then everything's on the table for UK if you call defense that way.
Hey, did we pick dark horses? Because if Texas A&M isn't my dark horse, then I like BYU to make a long run. Gary, what kind of dark horse candidate do you see out there?
Well, Grand Canyon is appealing to me, but the problem is their next matchup would be Alabama, who I do think would get them in the final. But I think Alabama's going to the Final Four, so I don't think that that's going to happen. I do like McNeese State. The story, I mean, that's Will Wade. That's the one that was LSU who wanted to, you know, make deals on the phone for players. So he's a wheeler dealer, and I think he's just in a situation where he had to take a job that basically is lower than his coaching ability. So I think he's a good, smart coach on the course. So
he's Louisville's next coach, Gary.
Well, here's the thing about that. That's going to be interesting because if he goes there, it's all going to be about can he, in this new environment where basically NIL's there, can he get them there? I mean, I think if he gets them to Louisville, he'll do fine in the ACC because on the court, he's pretty sharp.
Gary,
well, you know, I had them as one of my upset specials.
Yes, yes. And
but
I think
my dark horse is Auburn. My dark horse is Auburn.
Wow.
They are built for March.
Of course, they'd have to get Connecticut. So even though they're a four, that does, in my opinion, qualify them as a dark horse because they have that big behemoth standing in their way in the Sweet 16.
Should be interesting to watch the games and keep up. And Kentucky actually in action tonight a little after 6 o'clock in the first round of the NCAA tournament. We need to get to a break. We've got Gary Goodacre and Chris George with us on the show this morning. Back with more of the Sideline Report after this here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Mulligan's Bar and Restaurant, located at the Heritage in Marion, Kentucky, is open from Wednesday through Sunday. They offer a delicious buffet on Sundays and Wednesdays. Follow them on Facebook.
Your Weather Edge Weather Center forecast, an overnight low of 34 degrees by this afternoon. Mostly sunny with a high of 60. A slight breeze out of the east, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Thursday night, a 20 to 30% chance of showers. That's after midnight. Mostly cloudy with a low of 42. And then on Friday, 50-50 coin flip for some showers. Mostly cloudy, high near 64 degrees. But back to right now, an overnight low of 34. And by this afternoon, mostly sunny and 60 in southwestern Kentucky.
Financial planning should be specific to you and your life circumstances. That is why we created InvestFB Wealth Management, a division of Farmers Bank. Hi, I'm Jeff McDaniels, InvestFB's lead financial advisor. Whether you're saving for retirement, starting a business, or planning your family's future, our individual and comprehensive approach can help you achieve your financial goals. Visit us today at our Princeton or Eddyville offices to start a conversation about your individual financial needs.
At Goodwin Insurance, they select their insurance companies the same way you do, very carefully. When you work with the agents at Goodwin Insurance, you can count on receiving fast, courteous professional service with quality protection. You deserve someone that provides comprehensive coverage and is working alongside you in your community. Contact them today for a quote.
Goodwin Insurance of Princeton, Cadiz, or Marion, or online at insurewithgoodwin.com.
Powering your lives and lighting up your nights, Princeton Electric Plant Board's community spirit shines bright. Entrusted with the glow of our fields, they keep our Tigers' pathways illuminated to victory. A shout-out goes to our Tigers as they roar into a new season. Good luck, Tigers. Here's to a safe and victorious year from your one and only Princeton Electric Plant Board. They're not just a service, they're community.
This is Alan Watts with your Ag Edge, inviting you to join me Monday through Friday at 5:30 a.m. for the WPKY Morning Ag Report. We check in daily with Caldwell County Agriculture Extension Agent Shane Bogle. Get the latest from fellow farm broadcaster Max Armstrong. Take a look at the latest livestock market reports. Hear the latest edition of Traveling the Bluegrass and check the opening grain market with Hopkins Elevator's Ben Westerfield. That's the Morning Ag Report from your Ag Edge Network on 103.3 FM and 1580 AM WPKY.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY. The local sports schedule today for high school teams, Kiowa County, both baseball and softball is at Hopkins County Central today, so that's pretty easy to keep up with. The Lady Tigers will play at home Friday night against Union County. That's our next broadcast here on WPKY, so we'll have Lady Tigers softball Friday after the 5 o'clock news. Welcome back to the Sideline Report. We've got Gary Goodacre in the studio with us this morning. Chris George joining us from the nation's capital. Gary, that's the first time I've ever been able to say that on the show.
Well, Chris is just going to get you so much access. I'm just so happy that he's available today. And next time you do this, go to another major metropolitan area and give us the ins and outs of that place.
Hey, Chris.
Well, you know, we've done this from Vegas.
Yeah, I was going to say, you've been all over the place.
And we've done it from D.C., and I think we've done it from Orlando, driving down I-65. So I bring variety, Todd, Gary. I bring variety.
Yes, you do.
Let's talk a little football briefly. We've all seen the draft alignment for the 2025 and 2026 seasons. Chris, as you look at that, it looks like the district's going to get a lot busier for Caldwell County.
I love it. I mean, I want us in 3A. I like us in 3A. I think we can contend, and by contending is going to get our numbers back up. I love it. I couldn't have been more pleased.
Gary, what are your thoughts on the proposed realignment?
Well, it gives us 5 district games rather than the 3, so we've got to earn our way into the playoffs, whereas before we defaulted into the playoffs no matter what. I do like that. I like the fact that you've got to win some games to get in. I do think that we've got a new district game with Todd County Central.
Yes,
because
apparently.
So what happens there is that's someone we don't play. So even though they're close enough, we never, for whatever reason, would play them. Now we will have to. I do think that it's going to ramp up those first 4 games of the season, because you're going to hit district games week 5, I suppose, if the calendar stays the same. So it's going to accelerate the learning curve for these young people about, you know, games are going to really start mattering sooner. I think it's going to make our non-district schedule very important that we play at least 1 or 2 games in the non-district that we can be very competitive in. Because, you know, when you go in 0-4 or 0-5, it's going to really hurt. So hopefully we can get a win or two based on the teams we play in weeks 1 through 4 and set us up for hopefully at least a home game in the first round.
Yeah, the schedule this fall will be the same as it was last year. And, of course, the district remains the same with Mayfield, Murray, and Crittenden County. But Murray leaves in 2025 and 2026. We pick up Trigg County as a district opponent. Fort Campbell comes back to the district. Todd County, I think, will be a district opponent for the first time. They've always been over in that second district. And, you know, when you look at it, there are six teams in the first district and four teams in the second district, so I'm not really sure why Todd County didn't stay in the second district, but it, they could still potentially change that a little bit. But overall, it's going to bring a drastically different look to the Caldwell County schedule starting in 2025.
We'll have to figure out a new last opponent because we've played Trigg as our last opponent, and we had played Mayfield as our last opponent when we were in 3A those 4 years. Well, I don't know who we're going to play in that final game because it can't be a district opponent. We Crittenden is a district opponent. Is Crittenden in there or do they drop?
They stay.
Okay, so we can't play Crittenden either. So
Murray leaves.
Right, it's Murray that leaves. So we're going to, I mean, I guess we could play Murray that last week, but I just assume we don't play Murray, to be honest, in football if we don't have to. I really think it's going to make things better for the football program to have those five district games in the middle because it's going to make the focus of the season that much more intense earlier.
Yeah, Chris, when you look at the overall schedule, I think come 2025, we're going to see some of those bigger schools kind of end up off the schedule. And, you know, maybe McCracken County goes, Christian County goes, just to make room for the new district games.
Well, no, we're rid of Mayfield, correct?
No, Mayfield's still in the district with us. We lose Murray. Yeah.
So did we go up to 3A or did we stay in 2A?
No, we're in 2A. Murray's going to 3A. Trigg
Murray's
comes back
going to
3.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Okay, Trigg is coming back, so we did not get rid of Mayfield.
No,
I guess I dreamed that we got rid of Mayfield.
Yeah.
Well, clearly Crittenden will probably become the last game. And, you know, once again, I still like our chances in this 2A. With, you know, being second to Mayfield. And I like the way it shapes up.
Well, and here's the thing. With the new alignment, there was no option to play up. You know, they put everybody where they were supposed to be, and boom, that's the district.
And I do like the fact that I believe that we're getting – I think we're going to turn a corner both with you know, Coach McClung's going to get another year, two, three under his belt. I think that there's some talent coming up in the younger grades that is going to help immediately once it gets up here. We got a lot coming back next year that is going to help the momentum. I think when we swing into this new district, we're going to have a lot of things get better than the 2023 season. And I think we're going to get to the point where we're going to see where Mayfield is. If Mayfield takes a step back and we take the step up that we, I believe, are going to take, I think we're going to have some good seasons in this new district for years to come.
Well, we all knew that last year's schedule, Chris, that was a bear going into it. And, you know, once you get off to a slow start and you have that tough schedule, it was just kind of tough for the team to bounce back from that.
I agree. You know, that opening loss to Hopkins Central was just a backbreaker. And I think it defined more of their season than we know. We had some injuries in that game, lost the game they absolutely should have won. And I think that lingered. But my question was, I thought at one point we thought we were moving up to 3A.
Yeah,
Wasn't there some thought that we might?
Yeah, we were.
But
right
we ended up not getting up.
Yeah, Murray apparently jumped us. So
Murray
goes 3A.
Murray always steals something that belongs to us.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY. We've got Chris George and Gary Goodacre on the show this morning. We need to get to a quick timeout. We'll come back and have more with the guys after this here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Stay safe on the road while keeping your vehicle in top shape while enjoying a smoother, quieter ride. Ensure fuel efficiency by trusting the tire experts at Trice Hughes. Stocking leading brands like Michelin, Goodyear, Firestone, and Bridgestone ensures quality and longevity. Plus, enjoy no-cost tire rotations with every service appointment for the life of your tires. Discover the Trice Hughes difference in Princeton or find them at TriceHughesGM.com. At Trice Hughes, they're more than just tires.
As a bank that's been part of the Caldwell County communities for almost 140 years, we've seen many changes. As we celebrate First Southern's first 40 years as an organization, we know any achievements we have had are because of the customers we worked alongside. We affirm our commitment to the shared values that brought us here. We look forward to spending the next 40 years and beyond serving you. For more information, visit fsmb.net. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's Tess. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 9. We like playing games, but we love making winners.
Ah, look at you go, girl!
You did great, girl. You did wonderful.
You got it!
That is exciting.
Everything you need to know and a whole lot of fun. Start your day with us. Right. Weekday mornings, 6 to 9.
What station made you winner this morning?
WPKY.
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 WPKY. Princeton.
WPKY.
Go with the good old America. WPKY.
Welcome back to the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY. We really appreciate you tuning in this morning and every Thursday morning here on 1580 AM 103.3 FM at WPKYonline.com and on the free WPKY app. However you listen to us, we appreciate it. Gary Goodacre and Chris George with us on the show this morning. And Gary, we've talked a lot of sports this morning. Any final thoughts before we wrap things up today?
I just wanted to give a thank you to all my fans out there. So, hello, all my fans. That would be Leslie, my one fan. But, no, I think it's been a good spring sports season. I know we don't have much time to talk about that, but I'm glad you got most of the coaches on. I hope you get the tennis coaches on. But, no, I think the spring sports schedule has done very well. The weather's been pretty cooperative except for the cold, but they haven't been rained out like a lot of the spring. So, they're getting their games and matches and meets in.
Hey, Chris, appreciate you joining us from D.C. today. What are your final thoughts?
Well, number one, I think we annoyed the Uber driver that was bringing me to the airport. He kept looking back at me as I was talking, and he was trying to figure out what I was doing or what have you. And I've got some of the weirdest looks as people go through Reagan National Airport, and I'm standing here because I couldn't go out through security with my earbuds in.
So how long before you get on the plane?
I got about an hour.
So what's the plan? What's your next stop? Bowling Green?
Next stop, Nashville, then a quick drive to Bowling Green.
All right.
And watch some basketball.
Well, safe travels, and appreciate you being on the show this morning.
Yes, sir. Anytime. You know I'm going to make it happen.
That's Chris George, again, joining us from Washington, D.C. And, Gary, again, that's the first time I've ever gotten to say that. We'll have to find more people. Maybe the president can come on and join me some morning. That would be
epic radio.
Yes, that would be a coup on my part, you know.
Oh, my goodness. That would be legendary if we could get a – he's come to our county before, so it's not impossible.
Yes, I've taken pictures of the car he was supposedly in.
There you go.
I say supposedly because I couldn't see, you know, and I got as close as I could get, and they said no closer, and that was that. But appreciate you coming in, Gary, and being on the show this morning, talking some basketball with us, high school hoops, NCAA tournament, and a little football there, too.
Thank you for having me.
Have to do this again sometime. That's Gary Goodacre and Chris George. Again, thanks to both of them for coming on the Sideline Report this morning. This is Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and YourSportsEdge.com. Thanks a lot for joining us here on 1580 103.3 WPKY. WPKY.